At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
In case you haven't been following the story, I think we need to just bring it back into reverse and fill you in on what's gone on this week on the show.
It's been an interesting week.
It's been a very, not one that any of us could have really predicted. So obviously, it was a massive week in Irish politics. Grand. Okay, Leo Varadkar stepped down, and then instantly it became quite clear that the next Taoiseach would be Simon Harris.
Yeah, he ran unopposed.
Yeah, unopposed completely. And again, we don't do politics on the show. We really don't. That's grand. However, the other day I mentioned to Dave and Aisling casually because I was having a cup of tea with my housemate Emer last week, and she said, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach follows you on Instagram? And I just said, yeah, that is gas, grand, whatever, end of. Sure, mentioned this to Dave and Aisling, and you can only imagine they were...
couldn't believe it.
They were licking their lips and rubbing their hands together.
Future
and
leader of the country. Why does he follow you on Instagram?
I have no idea. As I said during the week, I think it was like a COVID thing. I worked in radio at the time.
He has 173,000 followers or something like that. He only follows about 400 people, and one of them is Emma Nolan.
He follows a few people in the media, not just me. Grant, hilarious. Dave and Aisling said, by the end of the week, you need to get a DM somehow from Simon Harris, the Taoiseach elect.
Yep.
And you need to set up thirst traps on your Instagram story in order to get it, to reel him in, okay?
Now, thirst traps could be anything, of course.
No, we're not, like get your head out of the bin.
Yeah, we just wanted him to respond. And we, you know, my fellow's kids and, you know, I'm sure he's a wife and things like that.
Absolutely.
So he's not going to respond to an actual, you know, maybe a real thirst trap.
Oh, no, we're not. Thirst trap absolutely was never going to happen. When we say thirst trap in this case, we mean on Monday, you, Dave, suggested I put this on my Instagram story.
I said just a black image and in text, I'm hosting or I'm putting on the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin, who wants to host?
Right.
Right. And we thought this would be perfect for him. It might actually make him, you know, go, oh, I'm very busy, but I'd like to calm down. I'd like to do something a bit fun. I'd like to show people I can be a little bit, you know, quirky. Young and quirky. Let's do a game of Simon Says.
Outside Leinster House or something, maybe.
And what happened?
What happened was, we got a view.
We got a view. He viewed the story.
We got a view on the story, but no dice, no DMs.
No like, no reaction, no nothing.
Nothing. So we kind of tried to up the ante then,
right? Bad form, Simon.
Aisling had suggested, okay, he's from Greystones. Hone in on that.
Yes.
So Aisling said, ask for advice on the happy pair in Greystones.
Has anyone ever been?
Right. So I, on my Instagram story, at @Emma_Nolan, put up a photo of the happy pair in Greystones and said, what do you think? Would you recommend? Has anyone ever been? And God bless the people who actually were giving me genuine advice. I felt so guilty. And the update there was, we got a view, no dice.
So he is viewing the story.
No,
he is doing that every day. And then yesterday we decided, right, we need to take it up a notch.
We need to take it up a notch. And Aisling and Dave had suggested that I ask for advice on how to spell Taoiseach and say, spell it like T-E-E-S-H-O-C-K and be like, does anyone know how to spell Taoiseach properly? So Dave and Aisling suggested I take it up a notch and post it on a private story and include Taoiseach Simon Harris.
Close friends.
To say this gave me the willies now is a bit of a statement, right?
But you did it, fair play to you. And on your close friend story was just Simon Harris. No one else.
Yeah.
Just Simon Harris.
And I took a video in the studio yesterday saying, does anyone know how to spell Taoiseach? And then put the bad spelling of it. And I can reveal, it must have freaked him out, lads, because I didn't even get the view.
No.
Seeing my story in a green circle must have just been like, this is weird.
Who's this girl?
So I think we need to like calm it way back down now.
Disagree completely.
We can't be like, he's the leader of the country. Like, we need to just calm it down a little bit.
He needs to be seen to, you know,
stressing me out.
He needs to be seen to be communicating with his people. Okay, he's the head of the country now, and he's a Taoiseach elect, but in a couple of weeks he'll be ordained or whatever the hell you do to it. a Taoiseach. He's going to be in that seat. So I'm thinking we need to go for the jugular today. Today is the day. Today is the thirst trap, real thirst trap day. We are talking bikini picture with the Fine Gael logo on the bikini.
Okay, I'm going to have to just outright say no to this. And I'm so sorry. I do lots of things for the show, but I will not be putting a bikini picture on my Instagram story today.
You know what? That's fine.
Don't have me summer bod ready, lads.
Callum brought in a bikini. We've put the Fine Gael logos on it. No. And you absolutely do not have to put it on.
Oh.
I am going to put it on.
No, you're not.
We're going to go for the thirst trap, the real one, because we don't want Simon Harris actually, you know, responding to you in a bikini, because that might be odd. And
it's
you don't
weird.
Want to do that.
I don't.
Sure, he's a family man and stuff like that.
For many, 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 many reasons, I do not want to do that.
If it's me, he won't be able to control himself.
He'll have to
He's
going to
have
DM.
To respond. He's going to go, is that a Fine Gael
bikini? Show me the bikini there, Callum. That is absolutely hilarious.
So it's a red bikini. We've got the Fine Gael logo strapped to the nipples.
No,
right?
Lads.
We're going to put this picture up on your story, and if he does not respond to this, then I don't know what this man wants. Because this is everything. This is everything.
God. Right, are you going to do this now?
I am. Emma_Emma_Nolan on Instagram. I'm putting on a red bikini.
He
with
actually is.
A Fine Gael logo
this.
On the nips.
No.
Simon Harris, if this doesn't get you responding, come here. You just shouldn't be Taoiseach.
Emma_Nolan, the photo's going live. Now, we're not here until Tuesday, so it'll be a long wait for an update. Oh, my lads, I'm giddy. Lads, do yourself a favour and look at my Instagram story. David Hammond is sporting a Fine Gael bikini.
I think I'm rocking it.
And the thirst trap has been set just very quickly. We discovered earlier in the week that Simon Harris follows me on Instagram. Dave and Aisling were setting up these traps all week on my Instagram story trying to secure a DM from the Taoiseach, because when can you say that will ever happen again?
Never.
And we were like, we're in with Gove, lads. So no dice this week. Haven't got a DM despite my stories containing things like, we're hosting the biggest Simon Says event in Dublin. Anyone know a good host?
Yeah.
And him being from Greystones is putting up a picture of the happy pair being like, would anyone recommend going to the happy pair in Greystones?
What do we think of it? Suggestions?
Nothing yet.
But he has viewed the stories.
He's viewed the stories, no DMs. If David Hammond's sporting a bikini with Fine Gael logos over his nipples doesn't work, then I think we're going to have to call it a day.
If he doesn't respond to this, I don't know what he wants. He's a man of the people. He has to be.
Do you know who is a man of the people? You.
Odd look.
Fair play to you. We just did a very quick photo shoot. The photo's now live in my story if you want to see Dave looking like an absolute babe, it must be said.
That's me. Emma_Nolan. Go look at it. It will not be my Tinder profile, I don't think. But it will hopefully go down in history as the photo that made Simon Harris respond to Emma Nolan's DM with a, what the hell?
Well, very shortly on the show, we are playing the girly quiz.
He's very apt in a bikini playing the girly quiz.
Yeah, you're just looking well, you, darling. Looks really well on you.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.